America is becoming worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. Cosmopolitan magazine just recently came out, a magazine that's directed towards young women, and they made three posts in relation to abortion, encouraging young women to have satanic abortions and to make it a satanic ceremony. This is not a joke. We'll look at this as well as some other relations to America being connected to Baal and Baal worship, and the biblical warning that God has for America in relation to this. Cosmopolitan magazine, again, the largest young women's media brand in the world, with 4.2 million followers on Instagram, and you'll see their magazines in the grocery stores in the aisles, in the last month made three posts promoting satanic-type abortion ceremonies. Here 3 weeks ago, there's a post. It says, a satanic abortion clinic may sound like clickbait, but it's really happening in New Mexico. And it might just be the most genius reproduction justice play of our time. When Roe v. Wade was overturned recently, the Satanic Church then came out and said that they were going to start performing abortions as satanic rituals, which is truly what abortion is. It's gone back from the beginning of time as child sacrifice, and we'll look into that here later in the video. Another post by Cosmopolitan magazine says, inside Samuel Alito's mom's satanic abortion clinic. Yes, it's a real thing providing real, quote, medical care. The New Mexico telehealth practice prescribes abortion pills up until the 11th week of pregnancy and offers 24/7 phone access to licensed medical personnel. Its founders just happen to be a Satanist, members of a religious organization called the Satanic Temple. So what a coincidence that someone who works at an abortion clinic just happens to be a Satanist. So now this abortion clinic has fully transferred over to become a satanic abortion ceremony religious center. One good thing at the end of this post, it says that an Indiana district judge dismissed the Satanic Temple's lawsuit seeking religious exemption from the state's near total abortion ban for lack of jurisdiction. Cosmopolitan was facing some backlash in the comments, but they doubled down, and they made another post in relation to this 2 weeks ago, and this one is more sinister than the others. You can see what they wrote in the description of this post, what it's like to have a satanic abortion. For Jessica, a 37-year-old mother of three who received abortion medication via Samuel Alto's mom's satanic clinic, the experience was just very supportive. While she's not a Satanist, Jessica decided to incorporate a few ceremonial elements into her solo abortion experience. Why not, she thought. The overall messaging just clicked with her. So this satanic abortion clinic is sending abortion pills in the mail and telling you along the lines of how to have a satanic ceremony while you take this abortion pill. I'm not going to read every detail of this ritual, but they pretty much tell you to go to a mirror, look in it, talk to yourself about it, tell yourself it's your body, you're subject to your own will alone, which is a satanic teaching tied to Aleister Crowley. It tells you to take the medication and recite, beliefs should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. One should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit one's belief. They forget to incorporate the scientific fact that the child within the human body has different DNA, therefore is a different human being. What I found the most disturbing is how they tell you to end off this ritual, and it seems like a mockery of Jesus Christ at the Last Supper. They tell you to recite in the mirror, by my body, my blood, by my will, it is done. That sounds very similar to what Jesus said at the Last Supper, that he was offering up his body and his blood for the world, and that by his will he was laying his life down. You can see the satanic mockery of Jesus Christ really proving that this is truly evil, satanic, and really just validating what the Bible is, and that it's the truth. Jeremiah 1:5 is God speaking here, and he says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as a prophet to the nations. This is how God knows all of us. He knows us before we were even formed in the womb, before the foundations of the world. That's how much love God has for us. We can see how this is a satanic attack on children and the purity and the gift from God that they are. In Matthew 21:16, Jesus, as he's going into Jerusalem, this says, do you hear what these children are saying? They asked him. Yes, replied Jesus. Have you never read? From the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth your praise. And Matthew 18:6-7 confirms the importance of God's love for children and human beings, and how everybody in the world should be standing up for this right, including America, and how far we have fallen. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of offenses, for offenses must come, but woe to them by whom the offense comes. I've said it many times in this video, and it's the truth, and we can back it up historically. Abortion is child sacrifice. In 2 Kings 17:17, it confirms this, saying, "And they caused their sons and daughters to pass through the fire, practiced witchcraft and soothsaying, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger." Causing their sons or daughters to pass through the fire to Moloch or Baal is child sacrifice. It's been going on since the beginning of time. In the extra biblical text, the Book of Enoch, a historical account of the past in my opinion, but of course not held up to the same standard as God's word, but still interesting enough, it tells us Tamiel is one of the fallen angels, the fifth one mentioned in the Book of Enoch, that was kicked out of heaven for rebelling against God. And it says that he taught the strikes of the embryo in the womb so that it may pass away. Deuteronomy 18:10 again ties this child sacrifice to witchcraft. "And there shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer." So those who follow God have been calling abortion child sacrifice for literally thousands of years. Turns out the cosmopolitan and the woke world at large actually agree now. People did sacrifice their firstborn children to Baal. That was more a practice of sacrifice to Moloch, but it was something that in extreme cases was attributed to Baal. And then tying this back to America, a few years ago, America set up the arch to Baal, or the arch to the temple of Baal, in New York and in Washington, D.C. ISIS destroyed this arch to Baal, and then in supposed solidarity, or for a more sinister reason, the Arch of Baal was put up again in Washington, D.C., as well as in New York. And sadly, this arch to Baal was actually put up all around the world. Here it is being erected in London. Now, I have to give a little bit of hope and recognition to America, because we do have the largest population of Christians in a country in the world. And when we look back at the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham was very upset hearing that God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He had some family members there. And so he asked God, "Would you destroy it if there were 50 righteous people there?" And God said, "If there were, then no, I won't." This conversation went back and forth to the point where Abraham asked, "May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak just once more. What if only 10 can be found there?" God answered, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it." So America obviously has more than just 10 Christians in it, but sadly we've seen America going farther and farther away from the truth of God, from the biblical ways of life, and we're seeing America turn more towards what Sodom and Gomorrah looked like. So as Christians in America, we need to stand up for the truth and for the Bible, and that's why a lot of these things are honestly growing to the point that they are, because Christians have become silent in recent decades. And a good verse in relation to this, I think, for Christians to stand up for the truth, or as well for any person who would want to have an abortion for convenience sake, Jesus tells us in Luke 17:32 through 33, "Remember Lot's wife." Lot's wife, of course, when they were leaving Sodom and Gomorrah, God said to Lot's wife, "Don't turn back and look," and she did. And Jesus here tells us, "Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it." So we, as America, as Christians, need to lose our life for the sake of the truth, for the sake of the gospel, and to stand up for what is true and right, so we don't fall further towards what Sodom and Gomorrah became. So I think the question that's left for America and for Christians and really just the world at large is laid out perfectly for us in 1 Kings 18:21. Elijah went before the people and said, "How long will you waver between two options? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him." But the people said nothing. The Lord is God. I can assure you of this. The Bible is true. And we can just see that this Baal worship, this worship of child sacrifice, has gone on since the beginning of time. For those who follow God have called it satanic and evil since the beginning of time. And now we're seeing popular magazines on Instagram for young women promote it as satanic ceremonies. So it's very clear to see My prayer is that America will turn from their ways, they won't grow towards Sodom and Gomorrah, and we will say that the Lord is God. That's my prayer for America, for all Christians around the world. It's our time to stand up for what is true and right. Let me know what you think in the comments. I pray you all are well. Thanks for watching, and God bless.